You're listening to Uprising, sitting in for Sonali Kohatkar. I'm your host, Thane Mori Soundararajan. The Associated Press yesterday reported that leaks of radioactive tritium have occurred at 75% of all commercial nuclear power sites in the United States. The findings are the result of a year-long AP investigation, which also revealed that at 37 of those facilities, the concentration of leaked tritium exceeded allowable limits under federal drinking water standards. The material also made its way into drinking water wells in Illinois and Minnesota and into a waterway in New Jersey. The Nuclear Regulatory Commission is aware of the problem, but states the amount of material released does not present a public health hazard. In lockstep with nuclear industry representatives, the NRC is less concerned with the health and safety ramifications and more concerned that the news of the leaks damages public confidence in nuclear power. While the details are fuzzy regarding the health effects of small releases of tritium, the AP makes the underlying cause crystal clear. America's decades-old nuclear power plants are in a general state of decay. Corroded pipes are the source of many leaks, and inspections are difficult and costly. The AP reports that at a 2009 conference, representatives of the biggest nuclear operator in the United States said 100% verification of piping integrity is not practical. Joining us to discuss this is Harvey Wasserman, journalist, author, and leading advocate of renewable energy technologies. He's the author of Solartopia, Our Green-Powered Earth, and runs the website of the same name. Welcome, Harvey.
Hey, great to be with you. Thank you.
Okay. Now, it seems that there are two issues here. One is the public health hazard of having radioactive material leaking into the environment, which the AP is reporting is happening in many locations, and the other is the inability of the nuclear industry to maintain fully functional, safe facilities. Can you discuss this for our audience?
Well, the bottom line is that there's tritium, which is a very dangerous radioactive isotope leaking from virtually all nuclear plants in the United States. These guys don't know how to monitor it. They don't know how to tell you how much is leaking, and they don't know how to stop it. And we had an incident in Vermont at the Vermont Yankee plant where the owners of the plant denied that there were certain pipes underground around the nuclear plant, and there could be no radioactive tritium leaking, and it turned out those pipes do exist. And it is leaking tritium. And this is an epidemic of all the nuclear. We have 104 commercial reactors in the United States, and all of them are highly likely to be leaking tritium. It is impossible for them, for the industry, to stop these leaks or to tell us exactly where they are.
Well, and tritium, just to give our audience a little bit of a background, is a radioactive form of hydrogen, and it's ingested primarily in the water. So it really directly affects the soft tissues and organs. But in going back to tritium not being being so toxic, everything that I've found on the internet and I've found in sources around this, all of the NRC's communication about it has said that tritium is not dangerous. There is no health risk. Do you feel like they're being honest and responsible? And what is part of the cover up here?
Absolutely a lie. I mean, tritium has a definite impact on the human body. It is a radioactive isotope. It's ingested with water, essentially, the form of water in a certain sense. And to say that it's not dangerous is completely irresponsible. I mean, it's a known carcinogen, has been around for a long time. People, you know, it's not some kind of mysterious substance, but a simple substance. So, and it's unfortunately just one of many, many, many lethal problems surrounding nuclear power. For example, I just read today that there are two reactors in Nebraska that are on alert now because of flooding, and we in on the Missouri River, the Cooper plant and the Fort Calhoun reactor, and we don't know really what's going to happen with these plants. This is an ongoing, potentially very dangerous situation where these plants could be flooded, and there doesn't seem to be any let up in the huge amounts of water coming down, excess water coming down the Missouri right now. And, you know, there's been, until the Times piece today, there's been virtually no coverage of this anywhere in the major media. So we also have the ongoing catastrophe at Fukushima, which is extremely dangerous, certainly not under control. We have three reactors. They're in various stages of melting. And, you know, this is a technology that should have been never been brought about and should have been abandoned quite a while ago. And let's hope that we get these 104 reactors shut in this country and the 440 around the world shut as quickly as possible.
I'm speaking with Harvey Wasserman, journalist, author, and leading advocate of renewable energy technologies. He's the author of Solartopia, Our Green-Powered Earth, and he's here talking to us about the implications of a recent AP press report that talked about the leakage of tritium in 75% of all of commercial nuclear power sites. Now, I do want to go to what's going on in Japan and the Fukushima sites, but before we do that, I want to stay with this, what's happening with this AP report. Now, it's in the report. It also mentions that nuclear representatives have been unwilling to ensure their pipelines are in good quality because it's impractical and cuts into their bottom line. What are other maintenance tasks that are too impractical to carry out, and how can they make that statement?
Well, it's hard to know where to start with a statement like that. They're running industrial facilities that threaten the health and safety and ecological survival of the entire planet. I mean, we've had 3-mile island, we've had Chernobyl, now we've got 6 reactors in danger at Fukushima, 3 of which are melting. We had an earthquake at Kashiwazaki in Japan 5 years ago where 7 reactors were forced to shut. The government has now shut up 2 reactors at Hamaoka. There are power plants all over the world that are operating very close to highly populated areas, and they're telling us that they can't do simple maintenance. I mean, this makes no sense. It doesn't add up, and it has to stop. What they're also telling us that they can't get insurance. And the reality is that all 104 reactors in the United States are uninsured. I mean, people listening to this program cannot drive their cars without basic car insurance, but we have 104 machines in this country capable of doing literally trillions of dollars of damage, killing thousands of human beings, making entire areas such as now around Fukushima and Chernobyl permanently uninhabitable, and they can't get insurance. This has been the situation since 1957, when the utility industry said it could not build nuclear plants, would not build nuclear plants unless the federal government took over the commercial the liability for a major accident. And so, you know, what kind of technology are we dealing with here? It makes absolutely no sense to continue to operate. At the very least, these reactor owners should be forced to get their own insurance. There is a pool of roughly $12.8 billion, that will go to the unfortunate victims of any nuclear disaster. But as we've seen, $12.8 billion is a drop in the bucket compared to the damage that a major disaster at a nuclear plant would do. We've seen that in Ukraine and Belarus, downwind from Chernobyl. We're seeing there in Fukushima now, where already the argument has erupted over who's going to pay and who would pay here if these reactors in Nebraska flood and major damage is done and huge quantities of radiation go flowing down the Missouri into the Mississippi. Who pays for that? This is an insane situation in many ways. We don't have private industries in this country that don't have some kind of liability insurance, and the nuclear industry really has virtually none.
Well, in the wake of this report, and especially with what happened in Japan, what has been the position of the Obama administration, and who do you feel right now is standing up for the right of the public to regulate public health and safety around these?
Well, the Obama administration has been abominable on this. I mean, soon into the Fukushima accident, he got on national television, said, don't worry, the radiation won't harm anybody, which is not true. The radiation has come to the United States, and the government has been very derelict in its duty to inform the public of where this radiation is coming from, where it came down, and who it's funding, and what kind of radiation it is, and what kind of steps can be taken to protect the public. I mean, this is a horrible situation, and truly terrifying in the fact that the government has completely left the field. At the same time, they're demanding $36 billion in new loan guarantees to build new nuclear plants. And, you know, the reality is that we're not being protected at all, that we're being left entirely vulnerable at the mercy of this industry that can't get insurance and can't manage its waste and can't get private investors for building new reactors. it's an astonishingly irresponsible position for this administration to take, and having a terrible impact on the way we conduct our business. And we've seen Japan and Germany now, along with Switzerland, Italy, Israel, other countries in Europe, which have abandoned atomic power, Denmark, and they've decided to go to renewable energy and make their fortune future that way. We have in this country so much resource, abundant resources, to power the country entirely with renewable energy, and yet this administration continues to push for more nuclear plants. It makes no sense whatsoever. Terribly irresponsible and doing a tremendous amount of harm to the public and to, health and to our economic health.
And do you think that the Obama administration is making this abominable decision because of the nuclear lobby? Like, are they being misinformed? Like, where is this coming from, especially since so many other industrial countries have abandoned this policy?
Well, Obama himself, his career is interlocked with that of Exelon, which is a major nuclear operator in Chicago. And, you know, I'm not going to psychoanalyze these guys, but they're very much on the wrong path. And at this point in time, we have a major turning point, a huge turning point in history, in that renewables are very clearly cheaper now than atomic energy, and even in many cases than fossil fuels. I operate a website called nukefree.org, N-U-K-E-F-R-E-E.org. And I've been posting articles regularly. If you want to be informed about what's happening in nuclear power, it's very easy to just go to nukefree.org and look at the section on atomic energy. We're posting articles every day. We also have a section on green energy. And one of those recent postings on green energy, General Electric, came out and said that they have solar cells that will be cheaper than fossil fuels within 5 years. We are seeing an expectation that the cost of solar cells will drop in half within the next 2 years. These technologies continue to drop in price, and this is really a revolution that's going on that this administration has passed by. Obama also broke his promise he said he would restore the solar water heating panels to the roof of the White House by the spring of 2011, and we're now just past the solstice, and he hasn't done that either. It's a terrible dereliction of duty on the part of the White House to missing this revolution in renewable energy and allowing the atomic industry to continue.
That is Harvey Wasserman, longtime environmentalist and expert on nuclear power, discussing the recent AP report talking about the status of nuclear power plants that are leaking in the United States. Now, I do want to return to what is going on with the Fukushima disaster. You had some incredible reporting that you've been doing about this. And, you know, one of the headlines of the articles that you released talked about Fukushima now being 10 Chernobyls into the sea. Can you give us a quick summary as to what's going on there and its implications globally?
Well, the amounts of radioactive water leaking into the ocean from Fukushima have been apocalyptic. Hundreds of thousands of gallons of very, very heavily contaminated liquid material pouring into the ocean from Fukushima. We've already seen it turn up. Two whales were caught 650 kilometers away from Fukushima. It turned out to be highly radioactive. And so this material is spreading into the oceans, and it's the levels of radiation in the ocean from Fukushima are 10 times higher than the levels of radiation from Chernobyl in the Black Sea and the Baltic after the accident. Now, admittedly, of course, the ocean is much closer to Fukushima. But nonetheless, this is high, you know, not only it's unacceptable, it's terrifying that we are irradiating our oceans on this level. It's a terrible situation. And so 10 Fukushima's, 10 Chernobyls into the sea is a reasonable bottom line. I mean, it's clearly going to get much worse. And we've also had airborne radiation that has reached the west coast of California, Seattle, all across the United States within a week of the accident in Fukushima. This stuff does not does not respect international borders, let's put it that way.
Well, and it's what's surprising to me is that while this has disappeared from the mainstream media, these containers, these reactors have not been contained. One of the reactors is actually still reported to still have fission occurring. There's one that's like sinking. Can you talk about like the continuing danger and what's being done about it?
Well, we know, of course, that Tokyo Electric and the Japanese government have been lying about what's going on in Fukushima. It's really, and that's standard operating procedure. What's really disturbing is they don't really know what's going on there. And this accident is probably beyond the technical capabilities of the human engineering community to bring it under control. We have three reactors at Fukushima which melted, and there are molten cores, superheated radioactive metal, which have melted through the containment at least one, maybe two, maybe three of these plants. Nobody knows how to pick up molten radioactive material off the ground. It could melt into the ground and hit groundwater and cause a steam explosion. It could also render the site too radioactive for workers to come in, which would mean that the people would have to abandon the site and just hope that something happens to get these reactors under control. We also had a spent fuel pool at Fukushima that caught fire, and with zirconium alloy sheathing on the fuel rod. This is an extremely dangerous situation with major releases of radiation going into the atmosphere. We have two more reactors, units 5 and 6, which were shut at the time of the accident, but a nuclear plant still requires, when it's shut, power supply to keep it cool. And all this is going on at once. We can't get a straight story of what's going on there. And meanwhile, the major media in the United States dropped the story instantly when the U.S. invaded Libya. It was as if, okay, well, that story's over now, it's going to be Libya. And completely ignoring, the only major outlet really that's been doing consistent coverage more or less is the New York Times. They're anti's today. But less frequently than it should be. I mean, there should be coverage of this every day because this is an ongoing catastrophe.
Absolutely. And we're actually running out of time in this segment, but I don't want to leave our listeners without knowing that there is a movement for this and there's also a plan for action. Can you actually give out your website again so people can follow this issue and also engage around the renewables energy movement?
Well, come to nukefree.org, N-U-K-E-F-R-E-E.org. We were actually doing a news concert, Musicians United for Safe Energy concert at the Shoreline Arena on August 7th with Bonnie Raitt, Jackson Browne, CSN, and more. But there are ways to take action. The number one thing we want to do is to demand that the $36 billion in the federal 2012 budget be taken out so that the taxpayer is not paying to build more Fukushimas, more Three Mile Islands, more Chernobyls in the United States. That's essential. So call your senators, Congress people, and the White House every day, not just once or twice, but every day, until that $36 billion is removed from the federal budget. And we also want to get all the California reactors shut off for them at Diablo Canyon.
Okay. Sorry to cut you off there, but we are about to get cut off ourselves. But I want to really direct our listeners to www.nukefree.org for the information as well as the campaign connection. That's with Harvey Wasserman, nuclear power expert and author of Solartopia, Our Green-Powered Earth. Thank you, Harvey, for joining us with this critical information.
Well, thank you. Anytime. Be great station. I appreciate it.
Okay. And that does it for today's show. Now, for today's subversive thought, Henrik Tikkakin once said, "Because we don't think about future generations, they will never forget us." That's Henrik Tikkakin for the subversive thought of the day. You've been listening to Uprising. Martina Steiner is our assistant producer, and Teddy Robinson is our engineer. Listen to the show online and find links, local events, and other information we mention on air at www.uprising.org. Sitting in for Sonali Kohatkor, I'm your host, Thane Mori Soundararajan. Thank you so much for listening.